Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra, Daf Gimel, Baba Basra 3a, pagination is 5. We're relating to the Mishnah, which told us that there was a yard in front of the house called a chatzer, and the two owners of this yard have decided that they're going to divide it, and they're obligated to make a fence between them so that each one should be able to use his part of the yard with the degree of privacy that was normal for such usage. The Gemara explains the case about a fifth of the way down. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mishnah Seinu, the case of our Mishnah, is kishe'ein ba'din chaluka. There really is no obligation to divide it. It's a case where they're not obligated to divide. For who deratzu, but they decided that they wanted to divide. And now that they decided, it is going to be obligatory upon them to proceed with the division and put up a fence. Let's take a look at the Gemara, which poses a tremendous question on this scenario, counting up from the wide lines, about 6-7 lines, the beginning of a line. B'mayu kimta, how did you establish the case of the Mishnah, lemasnis into the Mishnah, b'she'ein ba din chaluka, that there is no obligation to divide it? Asks the Gemara, ibishe'ein badin chaluka, if indeed there is no obligation to divide it. Kiratsu mayhaves, so what if they agreed? Nahadribahu, they could easily retract. The concept that the Gemara is presenting is that for this Mishnah to proceed with an obligation that they should split the yard and build a fence, if it's a case where they're not obligated, then what makes it enforceable? Even if they agree, they could retract. And we're entering into the entire concept of kinyanim, that until a person makes an act of acquisition of some sort, an act of agreement, it's not binding. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shekanu miyadon. So Rav Asi says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, indeed, they made a kinyan. And the Gemara counters that that's not enough. V'chikanu miyadon mayhave. And let's say they did make a kinyan, like chalipin, like an exchange kinyan. Have a kinyan devarim ba'almahu. It's a kinyan devarim. It's an acquisition on words. You can't acquire words. And the Gemara has to answer b'shakanu miyadon beruchos, that they acquired which part is going to be theirs. In other words, if they'd only do an acquisition, a kinyan, that we will divide, that's a commitment that's vague, that's words. It's not a tangible commitment, and you can't make a kinyan chalipin on that. Rashi tells us, chalipin would work on davar hanikne, on an item, on a mecher, a sale, matana, a gift, or metaltalin, or movable objects. There has to be something here that you're doing a kinyan on. Just an agreement that we will divide is not going to be a kinyan, it's not going to be binding. But if they made a kinyan on something tangible, which is that the north side is yours and the south side is mine, that already is tangible. You're making a kinyan on the land. And that indeed would work and make it binding. And our Mishnah steps in and says, if you did that, then you would have to build a fence. But we see from the Gemara that if all they did was make a kinyan on a statement of intent that they will divide, but they didn't specify how they're going to divide it, there's nothing tangible to make a kinyan on, and it would not be binding. There are two tesfis in here that are extremely relevant to our discussion, the second and third on the page. Ki ratzu mayhava nahadru buhu. Just because they agreed, they could still go back. Says Tesfis, Lamanda Omar Mechitza Guda Lo Parich. If they would be making their kinyan to build the fence, that would work. De Ika Lemeimar de Kanu Vishibdu Nichseim Levinyan Hakosel. Because they're obligating themselves, their assets, to this endeavor of building the wall. That's tangible. That's a certain amount of obligation that's on them. Elalamanda Omar Palukta, but if all they're doing is making a kinyan to divide, Lomahani kinyan, the kinyan will not work. The kinyan divarim ba'almohu, that's what the Gemara meant with its question. You're just making a kinyan on words. The lamasika daitai, because at this point we didn't realize shekano beruchos, that what we're talking about is that they itemized which part of the chatzah becomes whose, and therefore the kinyan is on something tangible. It's on the karka. We didn't know that yet. Right now we just thought it was a kinyan on an agreement to divide. The second Tesfis that I wanted to discuss, the third one on the page, is Tesfis exploring this concept of kinyan dvorim. Tesfis says that it is possible, masna shamarchinam liyos kishoel, an unpaid watchman can obligate himself like a borrower, which is a much higher level of liability, even if it's not really his fault in the damage. He's accepting such a responsibility that he'll have to pay if such happens. Umukila bekano miyado. The case is that he made a kinyan on such a thing. Says Teisvas hasam lav kinyan devarimhu. That's not called kinyan devarim. El a kinyan gomorhu. It's a good kinyan. Shemeshabed es atzmo shim onas yishalim. He's obligating himself in his assets that if an ones, an accident happens, that he's going to have to pay. And what's emerging is that whenever someone wants to make such a kinyan, such a commitment, we need to know, is there something tangible that he is obligating? So Taisvus in both of these Taisvusin says, obligating yourself to pay, either in the first case, to pay for the fence, that's very tangible. In the second case, to pay if an accident happens. That's still tangible because he's obligating his assets. He's obligating himself in his assets. But again, going to our Gemara, the Gemara is objecting and saying, I understand if you make a kinyan on the sides of the chatzar in a tangible way, but if you just make an obligation to divide, that's called kinyan devarim, that's merely an agreement. And kinyan would not work. Question, of course, as a springboard from this, would be, what about other commitments that people make? If a person obligates himself to give a get, let's say they have a din Torah, they have a whole discussion, and the person agrees that he's going to agree to give a get at a later date. We're going to meet, and I will agree. So that, simply stated, is going to be a kinyan devarim. There is discussion. What happens if a person makes a kinyan that obligates himself to do whatever Beis Din tells him to do? So he goes to a specific Beis Din and says, I'm going to listen to this Beis Din. Is that considered a kinyan devarim, or is that obligating his assets? Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach in Mincha Shlomo Tinyana Kufla Lamed Zayin poses the interesting observation. He says, a person can obligate himself to try to convince someone else to do something. But if he himself says, I will agree to do something, that's called a kinyan devarim. He says, in a month from now, when we go to Beis Din, this is what I'm obligating myself to say or feel at that time. That's a kinyan devarim. But if he would say, I obligate myself to try to convince this other person to come to Beis Din and to do and to feel whatever is necessary in order to facilitate a get or a transaction or a payment, that makes sense because he's obligating himself to go ahead and do it. But to obligate himself to feel in a certain way, if he doesn't feel that way, that's a kinyan dvarim and it's not binding. Again, going back to our Mishnah, the Mishnah is established as a case where they did not have an obligation to divide, but if they made a kinyan of division, identifying which land is whose, that would indeed be binding, and now they have to build a fence. But if all they did was agree to divide, or make a kinyan to agree to divide, those are cases that are not truly binding, and if the person had a solid reason for backing out, even though he verbally said he would do whatever it is, but if he had a good reason for backing out, he would be allowed to, and the kinyan is not binding because it's a kinyan devarim. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.